When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said. Done.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Tori, let's get started. What's going on with you and Thomas?
Hey, I know I could have done a better job with all of this, but I was just so upset and honestly hurt. Like, I thought what he did was very rude, but I don't know. I never thought it would be such a big deal. I mean, it was just a disagreement, but now here we are.
Yeah, we'd read you got into a fight over the check. Like, this wasn't a physical kind of thing.
Oh, my God. No. Okay. No. It wasn't even as bad as, like, just throwing a drink at him or anything. But, okay. Yeah, I just thought it was kind of low rent to, you know, and I mean, on a date, he even picked the place. I just thought that made it, well, like, extra stupid.
Did you two meet online, or did y'all know each other going in?
Yeah, we'd known each other a bit from before. We sort of have some mutual friends, or at least the firm I work with, he does a lot of side work for them. So, yeah, he's around, if you want to put it that way. But anyways, we recently got kind of close. He's a great guy, and I know I got a little salty before, but I'd really like to not have that be, like, our defining moment, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. It does sound bad, Tori, but, like, how bad? You know, like, what happened?
Well, he had asked me to dinner, and we were talking about places I hadn't been, and I don't know if I suggested it or he did, but Rebel came up. Oh, no, that was it. He said he'd always wanted to try it, and I just read something about it, so I was all in, you know, like, hell yeah, I want to try Rebel. So we go, we eat and get drinks. And wait, have y'all been?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, let me just say it's perfect, delicious, and expensive. Mm-hmm. So it's time for the bill, right? They put it down in front of him. He takes a look. And then he looks at me dead and asks if we can split it. Like, I'm sorry, what? I'm thrown for this massive loop. I mean, it's a date. Like, I legit wasn't planning on, like, a night at Rebel coming out of my account. So, you know, I wasn't really all that happy about it.
Did he try to explain himself? Like, did he say anything about it or the situation?
He just said he thought it would be fine and that I would understand because we both wanted to try it. Like, yeah, it was on the more expensive end of the date spectrum and on a first date, no less. So since it was more than he was expecting to shell out, why not go halfsies or something?
Right. You obviously disagreed.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Hello, it's a date.
Right.
And like, I get that it was expensive and all, but I threw out a lot of places, okay? I mean, I named Burger Boy for sake.
You've never been to Burger Boy? Okay.
All doesn't right. matter.
No.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Although, if you get this date, Tori, you can go there if you want.
You certainly could.
From the most expensive date to the cheapest one we've ever had.
Nice.
They would love that.
Right? I don't think I'm wrong in saying that if the guy picks the place, he should be able to afford it. If not, it'll lead to some crazy, unexpected surprises. But ultimately, I want to work through this. And since y'all are paying this fine, he can pick the most expensive place he likes, and I won't have to worry at all. I love that for me. No one pays.
Well, someone pays. I mean,
we pay.
Oh.
Can we bring Burger Boy back into the equation?
Can we start just limit? Okay.
Well, it's not exactly you, is it? I mean, isn't it your company?
You know what? You're right. No one pays.
I love that for us.
Yes. Let's get Thomas on the line, and we'll try to make this happen. Maybe make a reservation for the four of us, see if that can happen. We'll get him on the line and get the scoop. It's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Tori and Thomas. They went out to rebel.
Yeah. I did.
I used to think of that dumb Star Wars quote, but not to get sidetracked. They split the bill.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, she wanted to try it. It kind of came up when they were listing places.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was taken aback. And I get that. I get that. Like, I feel very strongly that a man should pay on the first date. So it led to a little bit of a disagreement. Maybe she was too disagreeable because she's really not getting the same vibe she once was from the guy. And she wants to figure out, like, what's going on and how to get this back on track.
Yes.
So I think we have Thomas lined up. Hey, is this Thomas?
Hi. Who's this?
So, Thomas, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you today because you got entered to win this date night package that we give away. So you get to pick, like, whatever you want to do and where you go and all of it. We will pay for everything, okay? Pretty sweet deal, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't remember doing that, but all right. What do you need from me? Can you shoot me an email?
Yes, absolutely. We'll send you all of the information. But yeah, essentially, you win the thing as long as you agree to use it to take out the person who entered you originally.
So I didn't enter this myself.
No, you did not. No. A woman you've been out with before entered you. Do you remember Tori?
Tori entered me for this. Okay.
She did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She had also mentioned you guys had sort of a disagreement about the check.
Yeah.
When you went out, and it might have, I don't know, soured things a bit.
Yeah, I guess that worked out well for her, right?
Okay, what happened is lame, but people fight. It's not uncommon or anything, and we barely know each other.
That's true.
I see. Okay, so yeah, she's here too, huh?
Yeah, no, she is. But seriously, like, these are good points. Like, and remember,
yeah,
this date is completely free.
Yeah, I guess that's good for the both of us. I have it on good authority.
Oh, sorry, on whose authority exactly?
She's done this sort of thing a couple of times.
Oh, yeah?
Your friend Avery. She filled me in, told me about your expensive taste when it comes to dating.
She what?
Yeah, who?
Like, what? What are we, like?
Yeah, yeah. Her friend from work, she'd messaged me to tell me to watch out. She'd heard I was taking Tori to rebel, and she wanted me to know that this is a move she'll pull with a lot of guys. She basically agrees to a date at a really nice place just to be able to try the food or dessert or drink or whatever it is she wants. And she doesn't care, but she's not paying for it. I wanted to test this out. So when I said we should split the check, I really wasn't surprised at all when she freaked out.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay, I only freaked because it was a date, a first date. And in those situations, you don't tend to split the check.
Right.
Look, I'm all for girl power and whatever the else, but I'm kind of a traditionalist when it comes to dating, okay? My God. Avery really doesn't know what she's talking about.
She doesn't.
That wasn't your plan? You didn't do exactly that?
No. I mean, I've for sure been on dates with guys in the past that, well, okay, maybe we matched online. I'm sort of on the fence about the guy. And I realize while we're grabbing drinks, it won't go anywhere past the evening. But there's nothing weird about that. Yeah, okay, sometimes that means I eat somewhere really nice for free once. I've already sort of made up my mind about someone.
Okay.
But that's the beauty of dating. People can always surprise you.
And you don't see anything wrong with that?
Wrong with what? I think it's wrong and downright cruel to just straight up tell someone you're not having fun or that you're lying and you're not really all that attracted to them. What purpose does that serve?
Okay.
Yeah, honesty. Right. Dude, come on.
Not honesty.
Look, you can spin it however you want to, but that sounds grifty as hell. You're using guys for food. You were trying to use me for food.
I wasn't using you. You said you wanted to go to Rebel, and I really wanted to spend some time with you. We were both excited about trying it, so we did. But that said, I guess I'd like to know where the f*** you think you get off trying to teach me, what, some kind of lesson?
It does feel lesson-ish.
And based on fluffy rumors from a girl who doesn't even like me?
Ooh, not a friend.
I have to worry about whether or not I'd have enough for gas this week, for crying out loud. Ooh. What the hell is wrong with you?
Look,
seriously.
There's always the chance you're going to have to pay a bill. It's ridiculous to assume that's never going to happen. What if he leaves his wallet at home or his cards get declined? If you can't pay, you shouldn't go. Suggest someplace else. What if he gets sick or has some kind of allergic reaction? Are you going to take the time to find his credit card or just, you know, get it covered?
Sorry, who is he in this scenario? Some rando? And whatever well, it is that I do.
I mean,
meaning what exactly? I was going on a date where the guy traditionally pays. You're really showing your ass here.
I don't think it's coming off the way you think it is.
Okay, we're going to go and assume it's not a date, but guys, do appreciate your time and for filling us in on all of this.